Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Four games to go. Four games today. Not to go, at least today. So get your work done early. Clear out the afternoon and the evening as we go game. It's going to be a lot of fun for the divisional round. Joe O, Sammy P. This is BetSweats, BetMGM Network. Every week on the show, we have someone from Foul Territory joining us. Today, it's Eric Kratz. Check out Foul Territory weekdays, 1 o'clock Eastern. Eric, ton to discuss today, my friend. So how are we doing the show? You guys are going to be on during one of the games or as one of them is starting or just before?
We're going to be your pregame spot. We're going to be your tailgate spot for the Tigers-Mariners game. I think they start at 3:08. We're off at 300. Actually, it's 1,500. My bad. Military time.
You know what you meant. We know what you meant. Do you have here? Let's put it this way: you got four games today. Do you have one that stands out as your favorite that you just can't wait to watch?
I mean, Yankees Blue Jays. How could you not? Everybody else is like, man, I love a pitcher's duel. I'm old school. Yeah, they're fun, but I'm not looking forward to seeing the Mariners and Tigers hit each other with pillows. Now I get it. Last night they came, they brought out the sticks a little bit, but I mean, what is going on in the Yankees Blue Jays series is so intriguing to me. The fact that they had Shane Bieber going and then it's going to be a bullpen game today. And you're like, wait a minute, Shane Bieber, you wanted him to go longer than 54 pitches. I get it. They needed him to come out, but it made for theater for tonight. Because what happens tonight, I don't even think will dictate what will happen back in Toronto because you got some absolute monsters that'll be on the hill and ready to go.
So you think we're going five? Is that where you're at on that game?
I do. I'm not as confident in the money line for the Yankees. I am super confident in the over in the Yankees game. It's hit clearly every time. And the Yankees can't score against starters, but they have banged around some relievers for the Blue Jays, and it's so hard to get nine guys. If you go 9 one-inning guys or eight guys and somebody goes two innings, to all be on the same page the whole time and have their best night and not give up runs. So I feel like – and Cam Schlittler's superpower is punch-outs. Blue Jays don't punch out. I'm very interested in that. I might even take an over with Cam Schlittler's 4.5 K prop. I think it's paying out at like 140, but parlay that John together. Yes, sir.
Let's say you're behind the plate and you call that dead red under Judge's hands and he hits it out of the park to the upper deck by the pole. What do you even say? What do you do?
Yeah. You tip your cap. Like, I can't stand when hitters are like, oh, I squared that up. He caught it. Like, I'm so unlucky. Or when pitchers are like, oh, that was such a good pitch. How does he hit that out? Like, let's be honest. Like, there's some good pitches that still can get hit out of the yard. I have no idea how he hit that out. Some of the stats I saw about a pitch outside of that far out of strike zone thrown at 99 plus was like 528 of them on the year in all of Major League Baseball. And not one was hit out for a home run. The fact that the ball was 2.5 inches in off the plate and above the belt is crazy to me. Guys can get to that. Guys can definitely get to that. Nobody but Aaron Judge can keep it fair and hit it for a dinger.
last night, the three most popular home run bets all hit. Judge, Rally, Vladdy. Vlad was 5-1. That was a good number. Are you pitching to any of them?
I am not pitching to Judge because Cody Bellinger hasn't shown me enough. And the Blue Jays, I need you to stop walking the batter in front of Vladimir Guerrero. Like, the Yankees are just like, oh, who's hitting in front of him? Ernie Clement. Yeah, we'll go ahead and walk him. All three of his home runs, they've walked the batter before him. Oh, last night, Davis Schneider, 1-for-3 with a walk right before Vladdy. Like, just don't, like, don't. Here's the thing. Like, you go and watch batting practice before a game. Big league hitters do not square up every single ball and hit it over the fence. When pitchers have a guy that's a scorching hot, I think Vladdy's hitting like 650 or something ridiculous in the postseason. If you have somebody that hot on deck, you have to see how far the guy in front of him can hit the ball. I don't care who it is tonight. Let's see, it's Cam Schlittler, so it's probably Davis Schneider will be tonight. And like, you got to throw it right down the middle. Davis Schneider's swinging a hot bat. He's doing it. He can't get on a walk. You can't do it. That is like the cardinal sin of having somebody as in fuego as that guy.
Let's talk about the game in Chicago today. Tyone gets the pill. Priester's been very good. He's made people money all year for the Brewers. This total is only 6.5. And if you've watched any of the games, which I know you have, it's been pow, pow, pow. For them to hang a 6.5, it feels like a little bit of that to bet the over. Can these guys keep it under 6.5?
Can these guys or can the flags in center field keep it under? So before you, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm going to tell you, go and see which way the wind is blowing in Wrigley, okay? Because two guys who have had incredible years to be able to keep it under 7 is a stretch for me. But like you said, don't go fishing unless you know what you're about to pull up out of the water, because that wind in Wrigley can be a menace and the ball is not going to travel quite the same as it did in Milwaukee. But I do like the fact that Quinn Priester just never loses. 19 straight games when he starts. Like, if there's a lock of a lock at -120, give me that.
Quick report here, Joe. Looks like the wind tonight at Wrigley is coming in at 16 miles per hour.
Yep. Blowing in upper 50s for the late afternoon.
Good luck.
So that's why the total went from 7 down to 6.5. No go?
Don't touch you.
Stay. If anything, under, right? That's what you're saying?
I feel like it. Now, the Brewers are the wild card there. I think they hit the over more than any team in Major League Baseball this year. Don't quote me on that, but at one point they were the hardest on the over in all of their games. But they have the ability to change their game. They have the ability to get runs in without the home run. And Tyone's not this, like, he's not Cam Schlittler, he's not Trey Savage, he's not Tarek Skubal in the punch out. So they have the ability to not need just the home run. But if you're going over, to me, I would spruce up the Brewers runs. I would take the over on the Brewers half of those runs, and I think you're getting sure. I think you're gonna get more money there because you could see a shutout. You could see the Cubs getting shut out tonight.
Wow. Yeah, could be right there. Makes sense. Could be a sweep. Could be a sweep of the Dodgers and Phillies. What are you thinking? Yamamoto, big favorite, -180. This is a higher total of 8. Where are you at?
I'm not going over with this game, even though, you know, they've been hovering right around it all the time. I just have a tough time seeing the Phillies bowing out in a three games. I don't know how they're going to get to Yamamoto, and I don't think Dave Roberts is going to say, yeah, you know what, I'm going to try the bullpen again. I just think the Phillies have had such a tough time putting together team at-bats, and That's what you need to do to get a good pitcher out of the game. You're not going to normally go out there and score five runs against Yamamoto or any playoff starting pitcher. But you have to put together team at-bats. This guy's got to have 60 pitches through 2.5 innings. He's got to have – like, you got to do something to make him have to work and get into that bullpen that has been the Achilles heel for the Dodgers right now. And I just think – I think it's too much. I'm not touching the money line, and I don't think the run line's there for that. I think – this is a live bet for me. If they start working Yamamoto and it, and the game is still close, the Phillies number, I think, will go up in their money line. I think you could get it probably at like plus 250, plus 300 if they're down like 1-0, because they have the dudes that can pop one out. And I think there's a chance tonight, if the Phillies can get 2 or 3 homers, I think they win this game. As long as Nola gives them one time through the order, I think Ranger Suarez will shut these guys down the rest of the way.
Paul runs our show behind the scenes. He's a big Phillies guy. I thought he was going to have a stroke when they bunted in the ninth inning with nobody out. I would have hated to be a fly on the wall in that room. Kratz, how do you give that bunt call there?
I love it. We talked about it before I came on here. I could feel his Philly angst, and I love that. I like the bunt call. Stott's been struggling. That's a tough at bat with Vesia, and people are going to go back to when he hit the home run or grand slam against a lefty a few years ago. Like, recency bias, I'm putting that ball down. I'm bunting it down. Here's where I have the issue. Nick Castellanos didn't read the wheel play, didn't run with Mookie Betts as the second baseman and shortstop both broke, and Stott just needs to not bunt it. Like, they're down his throat right there. It's an incredible play by the defense. Like for guys to go out there and do that in that moment was huge. But Stott just needs to pull it back, take the strike, live to see another pitch. I don't hate the call. I actually really like the call, because now he's on third with one out. So many things can happen. Vesia is not finding the strike zone. They're probably going to, you know, pitch around whoever's up. But you get an opportunity to have a guy in Bader come up off the bench and maybe pop a fly ball and score the run and tie it up. Because you're not playing to win there. You're playing for the tie and move on to the to extra innings, which is a huge advantage for the Phillies, because you got to really get into that bullpen then.
A couple more minutes with Foul Territory's Eric Kratz here on Bet Sweats, Joe O, Sammy P. What about the first game of the day? Mariners and Tigers, they're calling this a coin flip. They don't know what to do as far as a side. And high total, matching Toronto, New York. It's at 8.5. Miller and Mize on the bump.
Man, like, I feel like with Mize out there, I feel like the Tigers get this one done. I think the Mariners are a better team. I think it really depends on how this game starts out. If you can get 4 solid out of Casey Mize, I think you're saying, okay, Tigers are going to win 3-2. Bryce Miller is a wild card. Bryce Miller has a 5.3 or 5.2 ERA right now. He has definitely been a guy who can give it up. The issue is he's given it up to teams that are not the Tigers lineup. Where is the Tigers lineup? Where is the first half Tigers lineup? Where is – like, Javi Baez has been – really good in the playoffs. But is Bryce Miller going to throw him too many strikes? Can he throw the ball out of the strike zone? Because Javi's going to swing at it. And to me, it's a coin flip, because I think the Mariners are the better team, but I think the Tigers have the best starting pitching. So I can't – I hate when people waffle back and forth. Yeah. I can't pick it, even though it's a pick 'em. So here, I'll just flip it and tell you what it comes. Heads, Mariners win.
Tigers.
Wow. That's simple. Wow. All right. Somebody's seen 2 for the money before, apparently. Great movie.
But if the Tigers win today, do they win the series?
Scooble, Game 5.
I don't see how the Tigers lose with Scooble twice. I made some BetMGM. BetMGM threw me a solid postseason boost token, and I'm like, I feel like the Mariners – I think the Mariners were coming out like plus 130, plus 140. put a little boost token on that, John. That was the easiest. I'm like, there's no way. There's no way the Tigers can score enough runs and Scooble's going to give up one or two. So I picked the Mariners in that one. And I don't see how Scooble loses the last game. I don't see how he loses the last game. And I don't see how Cal Raleigh allows the Mariners to lose. So what I'm saying is I'm going to get my coin back out here. No, I think the Tigers win. If the Mariners don't win tonight, I think the Tigers win the series.
Just 30 seconds left. Do you have a World Series pick? Are you staying strong on that? Or are you, the way things have played out so far, have you changed your mind on anything?
Yeah, I had the Phillies. I'm not feeling good. Out of everybody that could get taken out tonight, I think it's the Cubs have the best chance of getting taken out in these series. The Phillies, I don't see without Schwarber, Harper, and Turner,
nothing
like turning it on. I don't see how they win it. So to me, my World Series pick then goes to my other National League team, the Brewers. I think they're coming out plus 425 right now.
Aircrats foul territory weekdays, 1 o'clock Eastern. Check them out today as they preview all four games. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll bring in Jake in just a moment to play a little nickel or dime, keeping a close eye on these markets with the four divisional round playoff games going down today. That's to Milwaukee, Chicago, 6.5 everywhere. Everywhere, everybody's talking about how windy it's going to be at Wrigley Field, so that number is down. But it is still juiced to the over, which very interesting, very interesting. But, yeah, everybody's talking about it. The market moved very early on this morning on that one. The Phillies-Dodgers total, it is not uniform across the board. There are 7.5s. There are also 8s. We're the same, 8.5 for both Toronto, New York, and Seattle, Detroit. So both American League games, they have the higher total there. Swing big on your next bet with an MLB postseason odds boost token. Use your token to net a bigger payout on a winning bet. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. We bring in Jake Hassan, the host of Nickel or Dime.
Hello. Missed you guys. Love you guys. Happy to be here. Nowhere else I'd rather be. What's up?
You really sold us on that one. I'm sure you're thrilled you get to be there at working during all this baseball today. So how annoyed were you during that rain delay yesterday?
You know, it would have been nice to have a little sumnon on the side in the tissue box, but, you know, you can't win them all.
Tissue box.
Okay. The cell, as it were. Shackles.
Gotcha.
trying to get new names in.
Understand. Appreciate the efforts. All right, let's go to Nickel or Dime because, Sam, we've got room info for all four games that we've got to get to. And, you know, with 8 teams playing, we have the most popular sides as well. So I know that's going to be of interest to a lot of people. So, Jake, what you got?
First Nickel or Dime starts in college football. Would you rather do the Nickel 500 on Texas A&M to win the SEC at 7-1 or the Dime 1,000 on Indiana to miss the college football playoff plus 120? Sam, we'll start with you.
Don't think Indiana's going to miss, especially if they keep it close against Oregon, which I expect them to. I don't think they're going to get blown out. That's a surprisingly physical team. A lot of people don't think Indiana and think physicality, but they are. Not saying they're going to win. Although if they did win, they would definitely make the playoff with only one loss, assuming they do slip up down the road. But I'm going to take A&M to win the SEC 7-1. It's the lesser of two evils, I think, Joe.
Yeah, I think you're right. And this is the spot for Indiana. You're right. Okay, where's the other loss coming? Michigan State at home? UCLA at home? No. Maryland? I mean, Penn State, I guess. But I don't know what the hell they are. They're not even ranked anymore. Yeah, they're not even. Now you can talk about going to Happy Valley. You're like, okay, is that intimidating? They end the season at Purdue like they always do. So they're going to be in the playoff. Yeah, you can't bet the Miss here. Sorry. He talked about it, Cignetti, before, in the offseason. We're going to do an SEC-type schedule. That's what he did. Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, Indiana State in the non-con. And they're going to make the playoff. I think that's going to work for him. I think he's smart. And people are going to criticize him. I wouldn't care. As tough as the Big Ten is right now, I get it. They're going to be in. So you're right. You got to go nickel here.
Side note, Old Dominion is very, very good this year. After losing to Indiana, they've ripped off four straight wins, 54-6, 45-26 at Virginia Tech, beat Liberty by 14, beat Coastal by 40. Old Dominion's a very good team.
All right, let's keep it with the Heisman in college football. Let's pretend you're not involved in this market yet and say the nickel on John Mateer, 10-1. Or the dime on Dante Moore, 5-1. Joe, we will start with you for obvious reasons.
Yeah, everybody thinks I'm going to go nickel John Mateer. Nope, not at this number, not at 10. Why would you? You've had months to bet him at a better number. Even if you missed the initial move, if you didn't do the offseason bet, like me, I decided to jump in though, and you had a couple of days where he was 100-1 too. So to jump in at 10-1 when he hasn't been on the field is idiotic. You cannot do that. You've got to go dime Dante Moore. And I've been thinking this week about it. Okay, I hope I'm in the race with one or two of my guys, my Ava, the other one, but am I at some point going to have to come in on Dante Moore? And when would the time be? I don't think the time is now. But man, as this thing is shaping up, I don't think he's exiting this conversation, Sam. I'm going dime more.
I think Oklahoma with Mateer or without Mateer loses to Texas. So give me the dime on more.
All right, last one, NFL. Would you rather go the nickel on the Cardinals plus 250 money line versus the Colts or the dime on Seahawks money line at even money plus 100 versus Jacksonville this week, Sam?
Felica calls Seattle the Seabags. I think it's very funny. I hadn't heard that until he started saying it, and now all I think about is Seabags. Seabags Moon.
Yeah. Dang. A couple that I like here, but yeah, in this situation, I love the Seahawks in this spot. Yeah, they're winning the game. Can they flip to favorite? I don't think they can because of the public support that Jacksonville's going to get. But love, love Seattle in this spot, in this matchup. Dime. All right. Very good. Thank you, Jake. Appreciate it. Let's bring in Paul Aspen. We got a lot to get through as far as the room. We've got sides. We've got props on all four playoff games today. So, Paul, let's go inside the room.
Where's the room?
Paul, what are you thinking? Do we need to start with the sides, or do we want to do the props on all of these
things? Sides. I think it's bad news. I think we got bad news from the room. I think we need the room to stay on their heater, at least from a sides perspective. Well, okay. For multiple reasons.
That means the room has...
If you're a Philly...
Yeah.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Yeah. We'll go four most bet sides at BetMGM. So they're on the Phillies, a plus 150, whatever. Phillies are dead. That's fine. Eric Kratz saying they have to string together professional at-bats. Like, yeah, no crap. Great point by him, but it's like, as a Phillies fan, it's like I've been watching this for 4 years, and it's just like they don't change anything. It's the definition of insanity. So Phillies are dead. Number three, Blue Jays. Plus 145.
Dude.
Number two. Yeah, okay. Brewers, even money, whatever. Number one, the Tigers are dead. Tigers, minus 110, most popular side at BetMGM. How in this game, that's the most popular side? Maybe because it's the early game and people want to pick a side, but yeah.
If you told me you're giving me all of these games, and you said, okay, where's the room on Dodgers-Phillies? I say Dodgers. Like yeah. A no-doubter, they're backing Yamamoto. You ask me, are they taking the Yankees or the Blue Jays? I would have said the Yankees. Yep. Cubs or Brewers? Undecided. Cubs. I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
I would have thought Mariners. I would have thought they'd be on the Mariners. I would have been wrong in like all of these games. I'm very surprised by this.
Guys, are we the room?
No.
Don't you dare. Because of one day, Jake? Jake, you were the room yesterday. And it worked out to your advantage.
I was big time the room yesterday.
Baseball room was good. They made 10 units yesterday.
It was a good day to be the room. It's a good day.
Just bet on the favorites to Homer. That's it. Just bet Vladdy and Cal Raleigh and Judge.
So what does this tell us? I mean, we do have public dogs here.
Yeah. I think Tigers is a complete coin flip. Like as we said earlier, I don't think either of us have a strong feeling on the side. Brewers, Cubs, I'm the same way. Kind of like whatever.
Yep.
I'd lean Brewers, I guess. The Jays and like the Phillies, I think are absolutely dead. So I think the room is dead wrong on that.
That's wrong. I like Toronto still. I don't care that they're third most popular of the public sides right now. Doesn't bother me at all. They're just taking the price. Yep. All right, let's jump in on these props, man.
All right. Let's see if we can glean anything else from these.
Yeah, you're gonna fire 20 props at us right here?
There we go.
Yeah. We're doing half. We're gonna do the first two games here. We'll do the next two and then the lightning bets.
All right, so Mariners Tigers bottom up, fifth most bet prop at BetMGM for Mariners Tigers today. No surprise. Honestly, surprise is not higher up. They're going back in on the big dumper for a home run at plus 240. They're also going in on Riley Green for a home run at plus 400. Maybe this is some good news. Bryce Miller, over 3.5 strikeouts at minus 130. Maybe that's the one we can fade. Kerry Carpenter, home run at plus 425.
Just home run.
So they're going over.
Oh, my God.
Here's where the room is at. The room is over 3.5 strikeouts for Bryce Miller at minus 130, but they're under 12.5 outs at minus 164.
The hell?
Okay.
What's my takeaway?
Here's my takeaway. They're betting home run props. The game's going under.
Okay. I like that call. And
if they're firing three home run props, think about it.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good call.
2-1 final.
I was going to say, right? The game goes under. Doesn't that mean better probably for the Tigers than the Mariners? Like, don't you feel better about the Tigers winning a rock fight game than the Mariners?
Yes. That's where they live. Yeah. All right. We're good.
And not a shootout. Yeah.
We're good.
All right.
So Tigers are back. They also couldn't make their mind up on Bryce Miller. They did under on outs, over on strikeouts. Like they,
They also couldn't make their mind up about Imanaga the other day. And how did that go?
True. Yeah. All right. Speaking of the Cubs. Brewers Cubs most bet props. Fifth most best prop for Brewers Cubs is BetMGM. Quinn Priester under 1.5 pitcher earned runs at minus 135.
Oh, no.
Go, Cubs, go. All right, number four.
Tyone over 10.5 pitcher outs.
Here we go. Okay, I don't believe that one. That's idiotic. I'm sorry.
But, yeah, okay. Priester number three. Priester over 3.5 strikeouts at even money.
Okay.
No, this is stupid. I'm sorry. This is stupid. Number two. Churio under a home run. No home run. Minus 588. What? Like this. We should Hold scratch on. That one from the record.
Hold on. He is against Tyone. He's 7-for-13 with 3 extra base hits. And they're doing under. Home run. Wait, we got
to
bet him on a home run.
We have
Even
to
in the win.
We
don't,
home run.
We don't have to, but we should.
No. What's the price?
Well, if they laid $5.50 under, we're getting
they're laying $6.
I mean, we gotta be about what, $4.75 or something?
This is the most obvious.
$4.25 at MGM. Time.
Like, we have to do this. No? Do you think they're gonna hit a $6 favorite? Do they ever hit those heavy favorites?
I mean, the wind is howling in.
Inside the Parker. PCA falls down.
Yes.
PCA gets caught in the shrubs, just like dangling.
Yeah. I mean, they won 10 units yesterday. They give back 6 on one hit. Like, that would be so room.
Please.
If he homers today, please, that would be the funniest bet of the entire postseason.
Like, just somehow cuts through that. The wind. Like,
I feel like
liner.
I've got to do something. I got to do something.
You know who hit a homer through the wind one year? 2008, Manny Ramirez hit a one-handed ball through the wind at Wrigley when he was a Dodger. I'll never forget that. I was in college, and they were talking. I think it was Rich Hill was pitching too. And they were talking about the wind, and like, nobody's going to get it through the wind. And Manny hit a ball, like, I don't know how it cut the wind, but I think it landed on Waveland through the wind. Off Rich Hill.
All right. Number one. This most is prop for Brewers Cubs. Tyone over 2.5 strikeouts at minus 145.
Man, they're in on the Cubs. Good luck with all that. But yeah. Churio plus 480. Gotta consider that one. Have to. Given this new information. We'll have information on the two night games as well, and get to our lightning bets. It's Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. This is Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Boehm's part of it. There's Boehm there, baffled. Basically, talk about himself and the approach the other guys at the very top of the order have right now at the plate, or maybe do not have, against the Dodgers pitching. The other part of it, Sam, is the Dodgers are really good. Like, they have all these arms that they can throw at you. Like, Glasnow would be where in most teams' rotation, and he's like pitcher, what, 7, 8, 9? He can come out of the bullpen at any point. Yamamoto out there today. Like, I know everybody's coming down on the Phillies and the heart of the lineup, and it's fair. Harper, Schwarber, Turner, Boehm, they've all got a hit or they have no chance. You could say that about any team in the playoffs. If the top four is not doing anything, if they're constantly striking out, not making contact, coming through in big spots, like, what are you going to do? That also happens every year with a lot of teams that get eliminated.
I would love to check the tape. When we were talking about the postseason and bets to make, I think Paul said I don't want to say verbatim, but close enough. The Phillies have no professional hitters outside of Schwarber and Harper. And if only we would have just followed that advice. Not like I bet the Phillies to do anything. I think that was sort of beat into my brain. If Paul's saying don't do it, I'm not going to do it. I also don't have any Dodgers stock. All my stock, smartly enough, was in the Padres, who didn't make it out of the first round. So who am I to throw daggers? But Paul knew. He called a shot. He said they can't hit, and they're not hitting.
Yep. The Dodgers are plus 155 to win the World Series. We're in the divisional round, folks. They are plus 155. Damn. I did bet the Dodgers. I told you that. Now, I was also hoping, oh, it's the Phillies. Maybe they could win a game and we'll get even a better number. Nope. It's quickly gone from like during the series, plus 400, maybe the best you could find, plus 375 to now plus 155, somewhere in that range. But no, to your point, Paul told everybody he was laughing at the idea that they were World Series favorites. Like, no. And then we get the matchup. It's like, oh boy, this is like, it felt like it was too easy. For the series price, it was Dodgers minus 120. It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. And I didn't really do anything with that. I've got Dodgers hooked a couple different ways to win the World Series, but no, I mean, and the damning part for that bone clip for me is just like, yeah, you're not even really sure why you swing. It just happens. And it's been the same thing from him, Castellanos, Marsh, all those guys for four postseasons. And it's like, Joe, you're right. Yeah, any team could say that about the top of the lineup. But this team in particular, we see it every postseason in one round or another. Sometimes they're all hot, but they have no approach. It's like beneath the surface. Like, yeah, there's the results, but they have no approach. Castellanos literally has said, I don't really have an approach. Like, it's just, if you're not going to work a count, and we heard from Eric Kratz today, if you're not going to work a count against Yamamoto today, good night. Pack your bags. Shouldn't have even gone to LA.
It's going to get ugly. They won't be able.
Yeah.
The Reds had so many issues with him. Like, it was embarrassing. Like, to the point where, yeah, he's got six pitches, but he's using two because he knows you can't really hit this mix. We'll see. They're the reasons that I'm worried about the over, because I'm not sure that the Phillies are going to score. All right, Paul, we hit on the room with two games. What about the evening games? Let's go to the Blue Jays and Yankees first.
So Blue Jays, Yankees most, but perhaps the BetMGM will be pretty quick. A couple of home runs in here, three different home runs. Number five is Stan, home run plus 270. This might be the one, though. Number four, Schlitter over 4.5 strikeouts at minus 145.
Okay. Might revisit. What are the other three?
Vlad home run at 5-1. Vlad over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBI at minus 115. And Judge home run at plus 250.
Season's on the line, Sam. They're saying the young guy, he's going to perform again on the biggest of stages, over 4.5 Ks at minus 145.
Jay's money line. Not wavering.
Yep. Agree. And Philly Dodgers real quick.
Okay. Marsh, number five, 0-0 for a hit, minus 115. Nola, who, by the way, also a problem. I mean, he kind of got it going towards the end of the season, but you don't want that dude in a big spot. Over 2.5 strikeouts at minus 135. Stott for a hit at minus 115. Maybe he'll bunt for a hit. Ohtani home run, plus 185. Max Kepler to score a run at plus 190.
Dodgers run line. That's all I got to say about that. Four Phillies in there. All right, Sam. Clear it up. Where are you going for lightning bets?
It's got to be Jays. I'm not going to be fazed by this. Let me give you the best price right now. And again, I think this is going to keep climbing. But we'll see. Plus one. Well, BetMGM has a fair price. Plus 145. I'm going to take Toronto. Go against Schlitter. I'll be in New York, hopefully, when the Yankee season ends. So, what could go wrong there? And I'm also going to play a little college football. I saw this from Brett McMurphy, our friend of the show. Starting today, for 49 consecutive days, there will be a college football or NFL game played every day until November 26th. How about that? Buckle in for football. I'm going to go Middle Tennessee State plus 2.5.
I love it when we get to that point in the football season where you start to see that go around. Woo! Next couple months, strap in. All right. Major League Baseball for me, we have a show bet, and it is the Toronto Blue Jays plus 160. I'm not supposed to do it. At least I don't think I'm supposed to. I just like them so much in this spot, I don't care. I'm doing Dodgers run line plus 120. Over at BetMGM, I think they're going to just crush their dreams tonight, and Yamamoto is going to be spectacular. So Dodgers minus a run and a half, and I've got to do something, Churio. Let's at least go over on the total bases. That's at plus money, plus 108 against the Cubs. And the plus 481 for a homer, yeah, I feel like I have to, because what a story to tell tomorrow morning when we hit the airwaves at 9 a.m. When against the wind, the Churio hits a bomb because the room is laying $6 on no home run. Paul?
All right. So I got to back it up. Phillies, under 2.5 runs, plus 130. And for me, just for me, under half a run at 8-1. They get skunked on their way to Cancun.
Oh, he's going to be sweating anytime someone gets on base. I love it. Jake, where are you at?
I don't know what's going to happen in Tigers Mariners, but I'm going to take a couple Tigers to homer because they have good history against Bryce Miller. Torkelson, Paul's guy, 5-1, has a double in each of the last two games and is 2-for-6 in his career against Miller. Small sample size, blah, blah, blah. But the expected slugging's over 1,000. And I'll take Riley Green, too, who's 2-for-5 against Miller. Again, small sample. But if you're going to win, your star's got to show up. So, Jakey narratives here a little bit, but I'll take shots on Green and Torque to homer in those ones. I think we get the NLCS set tonight. I think the Dodgers just smashed the Phillies. Aaron Nola in an elimination spot. Reminder, the last time Aaron Nola was in an elimination game, it was against the Diamondbacks in the NLCS Game 6, and he went 4 2/3 and gave up 4 runs. So, I'll like the Dodgers to win. And I like the Brewers. Priester's been awesome. Everyone wants to bet Tyone to repeat what he did against the Padres. Okay, have fun. And how do you not do the Churio homer? Have to do it. Have to. And yeah, it's obviously the Blue Jays. All of these fat loser Yankee fans with marinara sauce all down their front are going to say that Schlitter's going to do what he did in his last start against the Red Sox. Oh, yeah, he's going to be our guy. We're going back. No. The dude's going to absolutely pee down his leg with the biggest spotlight again. Jay's Moneyline Kidney.
Marinara sauce moon.
Marinara sauce down the leg.
Rayo. Wow.
All right.
I mean, did Jake almost venture into a New York accent there? It felt like he almost went all the
way. Towed the line, thought about it, decided to pull
all
back.
The way to Long Island. Yeah.
Remember those trips to New York you would make?
Oh, no, man, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Weekend trips? Yeah.
No idea what you mean.
Different time, Sammy.
I have a question. Do you think there a single Phillies wag has like been like, huh, LA is pretty close to Cabo. Maybe I'll just book something just in case. Probably.
Yeah.
I think the whole team has, Paul. They're done. Like, screw it.
Which wag are we talking about, though? That's what I want to know.
Oh, wow.
Well, I was going to say player, but, like, are they that in the bag? Maybe. I'm holding out hope maybe it's not them, but it's like, oh, it's okay, honey. Let's just take a nice vacation after you score 0 runs.
No, dude, they know. They have to win 3 games in a row against the Dodgers in the playoffs when they actually care. Yeah. It's not happening. Yeah,
and you know what we heard a long time ago, Joe, in the back of the South Point, if you must win, you must not be that good.
Mm-hmm. Mm. No doubt about it. It's going to be fun. So, Sam, good luck with your Wi-Fi. during all the games. I can't wait to hear about it tomorrow.
Luckily, I get into Penn Station at 4:50, so I'll only miss a little bit. I'll be bar side for Blue Jays Moon in New York.
There you go. Schwartz meeting up with you? Got protection.
He's got a podcast tonight. We'll see him tomorrow. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. Very good. I'm looking forward to him peeking in the room. That's a different room. Have fun with all the baseball today. Good luck on all your wagers. We'll talk about it all tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern right here on BetSweat, the BetMGM network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.